We have in our culture, we have like a process for when a friend stabs us in the back. We don't have a good psychology for when a friend stabs us right in the face.
Welcome to Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, where we teach you how to be rich in spirit and righteous in action. How would you feel if you lost your life savings overnight? Everything that you worked so hard for, gone in the blink of an eye. Well, you may want to check out this investor who called the Dave Ramsey Show about their day trading experience, or should I say, nightmare. One day she has over $500,000, and the next day, at age 58, has to take a second job, trying to do everything she can to survive. Well, let's hear what she has to say.
What's going on, Jeannie?
Hi, John. Hi, Jade. I have a very, very, very big, big problem.
Uh-oh.
I lost I'm 58-year-old single, mom of three grown boys. I lost, I had a trusted friend watching or my money, and we lost it all, $400,000 in a brokerage firm, and he went into my retirement fund, so it's over $600,000 that I lost.
Oh, no.
Obviously, I'm devastated, but thank you, Dr. John, that I've been listening to you for a long time. So I've been trying my best. I'm in, like, trauma therapy and trying my best. I'm a nurse. I make around $80,000 a year. I took a second job, and I'm bringing in an extra $4,000 a month. I own a home that I have $400,000 in equity, and I'm just not sure what the next step is for investing. Should I sell the house? Because I always led my life, you know, correctly, no credit card debt. I paid for my children's college, and now this is where I'm stuck.
All right. Hold on a second. Jeannie, I hate this for you. You trusted a close friend, huh?
Yes.
Was that friend, one of my college roommates is my SmartVestor Pro, manages my money, right? So I'm in the same boat. I'm going to call him right after the show. Just kidding. I know he's doing great. Mm-hmm. But did your friend like make stupid bets, or was your friend in charge of a mutual fund that just went belly up?
This is not starting off well. She did everything right. And then she trusted one friend and lost basically everything that wasn't tied down with the cement foundation. These are the stories that keep me up at night. Stories of robbery, stories of deceit, and stories of manipulation. They exist. Are they 90% of the investment world and no one should invest? No. But they do happen, and they happen at a high dollar amount as well. Just because you have a PhD in astrophysics doesn't mean you know anything about finances. This caller isn't young and dumb. She's a well-educated nurse and has already paid for her children to follow in her footsteps and go to school. To me, this is just all bad. But maybe I'm jumping the gun. Maybe there's something on the other end that we haven't thought about. Let's hear why she lost all of her money. Maybe there was a good reason for it. What do you think?
You think he was trying to make a lot of money, and he was day trading, basically day trading.
Geez.
Went through hundreds of thousands of dollars day trading, and then he lost
of
that. Didn't want to tell me. Was giving me fake statements.
So he's a criminal. Your friend is a criminal.
That's fraud.
He's a thief. He's a thief.
And we've gone to the White Plains, you know, we're filing charges.
Good.
And he went outside of the brokerage firm to my retirement account, and now I'm having all these tax implications.
Well, he robbed you. He stole from you.
I know.
Yeah, so we're going to deal with that on a separate issue, okay? Here's the big one. Have you forgiven Jeannie yet? Because until you do that, you're not going anywhere.
Jeannie's the call.
Right in the middle of this. You have to.
I think I will be able to, but not yet.
Okay.
How fresh is this?
December 18th?
Ooh, child.
You're going to have to. Okay, let's just cut right to it. Be real honest. How much of this do you know in your gut things have been kind of shady for a while? Or were you just caught flat off guard?
Caught flat off guard.
Okay, then you got to forgive yourself. Listen, we have in our culture, we have like a process for when a friend stabs us in the back. We don't have a good psychology for when a friend stabs us right in the face. And that's what happened to you.
Yeah.
They looked you in the eye. They didn't do anything conniving behind your back. He stared you down and you lost everything.
Yeah, when he went into my retirement fund, he had like paper checks, you know, hard copy checks cut and took it out of my mailbox.
Yeah, he stole.
Obviously, I would never take out.
He's a criminal. But, he's a crook. Listen, you have to set that down. Here's why. Your emotional reactivity is going to color what you do next.
Okay.
And you have to go into this next season as clear-eyed as you can be. What does that mean? Setting down the rage, setting down the anger, setting down your own self-hatred, setting all that crap down so that you can make a true plan moving forward.
Jeannie, don't worry. I will be mad for you. You know, this is just it's sickening. I mean, I couldn't imagine someone that I trusted, someone who knew me, could do something so despicable. You know, there's a special place in hell for people like that. And my heart goes out to her, but fake statements? I mean, how do you even get away with that? I know at our firm, AB Ridgeway Wealth Management, we have a custodian that we work with, Charles Schwab, who actually handles the money, you know, the securities, they print all the statements, things of that nature. We don't do that in-house. We have a legitimate and reputable bank handle the statements. We don't touch the money. And there has to be a little bit more to the story. I don't know if y'all caught that, but my financial planning ears kind of like caught on fire, because if he had access to your retirement account to cut the checks to be mailed to you, how does he get the checks? I mean, he wasn't a financial advisor. I'm not thinking he's following the mailman around. And as soon as he drops off the check, he digs it out of your mailbox. I'm starting to think that this is not just a friend, but maybe a boyfriend that this caller is talking to. You know, I understand the fake statements because she said that he hands them to her. Okay. But going into your mail and getting the checks, how is he comfortable enough and spends enough time at your home to be able to intercept those checks? Or being able to sign your name without even knowing at the custodian or at your retirement account or wherever you have them at? There's something else there. And maybe it's going to come out. But let me know if you feel the same way, if you have this itching feeling that the emotions and that trust to be able to give someone access to $600,000 without any checks and balances and still think everything was okay with no red flags, it just kind of came out of nowhere. It sounds like blind faith, and usually that happens in a relationship. But let's see.
I will listen to you.
Is that fair?
I can't even today, just trying to pump gas. I'm shaking because
yeah,
I feel like I'm putting diesel in because I can't even make the decision on which gas pump.
That's right, because you have lost the foundation with which you walk on, which is trust in Jeannie. You gotta let yourself know, okay. I got robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Not by your hand, but in your lap. This is not your fault.
Yes.
Most people, most of the time, have a little gut feeling that their buddy's kind of shady. Not
no.
you.
Okay.
You trusted
no,
this
I
dude.
Didn't. I did.
And he stole from you.
Mm-hmm. He was making fake statements, but he was handing them to me.
Hey, let it. You got to set it down. Because here's why. None of that will come up in court. Hopefully this idiot goes to jail.
For a long time.
Anytime you have to divert into, and then he did this and he did this, all you're doing is taking energy away from the current moment moving forward and dragging it into the back.
Okay.
Let's not go into the back seat anymore. We're done back there. We have to make a plan moving forward. Fair?
Yes, it's fair. I will listen to you.
Awesome.
So let's talk about the financial angle of this.
Brothers and sisters, this is a sad day, of course. But the financial aspect of how she's going to recover from this is no different than what you would do to build. So you're going to build your emergency fund. You're going to make sure that you're contributing to your retirement accounts. You're going to make sure that your bills are paid. But one thing I did want to touch on is how is she going to trust again? This will take the wind out of anyone's sail. And I pray that she's able to recoup some of the money in court. She needs therapy and a financial plan. She needs someone to talk to and someone to talk through because her trust is broken. Now, once again, I'm thinking this is a boyfriend. And it may be easy for her to adjust to go back to an investment firm, almost like AB Ridgeway Wealth Management, instead of my best friend who wants to day trade or my new boyfriend who wants to day trade because he thinks he's some type of stock guru or whatever it may be. Right? But remember this, what does the Bible say, brothers and sisters? Proverbs chapter 13, verse 11, wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it. And that's what she has to do. She has to get her emergency fund, start slow. Then she has to contribute to her retirement fund, start slow. As soon as anyone says anything about day trading, that should be a red flag for you. Because if you don't know anything about finances and then they're talking about picking the best stocks and getting the right investments and trading this and making this profit, that's a red flag. As Christian investors, we are not trying to get rich quick. We are trying to establish a plan that is consistent, easy to execute, and pleases God. So tell me, what do you think? If you were in this situation, what would be some of your first steps? Would you try to save as much money as possible? Would you get another job? And what about her retirement accounts, custodian? Would you sue for fraud because they didn't properly identify the person withdrawing the funds? I mean, there's just so many unanswered questions here. And unfortunately, we won't be able to answer them all. All we can do is pray as God has commanded us in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. If she would have followed these two biblical principles, been patient with growth, and sought out many counselors and not just this one good friend, her probability of being in this situation would have decreased because she would be doing it God's way and not her way. If you've enjoyed this video, be sure to check out this video next here and learn more about how to combine your faith and your finances so you can live a life rich in spirit and righteous in action. Well, I am A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors, say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.